5M. Listen to two friends talking about the Ig Nobels. Answer the questions in Finnish.
Weird science. The Ig Nobels. Everybody knows about the Nobel Prize, but do you know about the Ig Nobel Awards? This prize rewards those research projects that first make people laugh and then make them think. The 10 annual prizes celebrate the unusual and the imaginative. They come with little cash, but much cachet, as they spur people's interest in science, medicine, and technology.
You must have heard of the Ig Nobels, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of science with a sense of humor. What scientists do on their day off, sort of thing.
Yeah. My favourite's the physics prize that went to Robert Matthews, who had a look at why toast always falls buttered side down.
No. He did a scientific paper on falling toast?
I know. Groundbreaking research, right? And there was a group who, get this, won a prize for inventing a bra that could double up as two gas masks.
Unbelievable.
Last year, the Ig Nobel Award in Medicine was awarded jointly to two groups, wasn't it? For experiments to study the biomedical benefits or biomedical consequences of intense kissing and other intimate interpersonal activities.
Yeah, I read about that. I always wonder about the volunteers taking part in experiments like that.
And for psychology, Jonathan Jones and Lyons, an Ig Nobel for amassing evidence that people who habitually stay up late are, on average, get this, more self-admiring, more manipulative, and more psychopathic than people who habitually get up early in the morning.
Well, that's me then. Guilty as charged. Manipulative and psychopathic because I don't get up at the crack of dawn. Oh, dear. Well, I guess if you know where to look, you can find all sorts of silly experiments.
Mm.
One of my favourites, overlooked by the Ig Nobels, was published in the Journal of Pain, volume 12, number 12. You can look it up.
Mm.
The title of the paper is Swearing as a Response to Pain. Effects of Daily Swearing Frequency.
What? How on earth did they test that?
Well, they got people to put their hands in buckets of ice water. One group could swear when they started to feel pain, while the control group was not allowed to swear.
And what did the researchers find?
Surprisingly, swearing did actually help people to deal with pain.
No.
The people who swore could keep their hands in the freezing water for up to 40 seconds longer.
Wow!
That aggression that you feel when you swear, apparently it acts as a sort of natural painkiller.
So, swearing's good?
Mm.
Not sure my mum would agree.
Well, they also found that the more you swore at trivial things, say like dropping your gloves or making a thumble, the less effective the swearing was. So if you cursed all the time anyway, it wouldn't be effective as a pain relief.
Mm, so you've basically got to save your swearing for when you really need it.
Right.
Okay. My favourite odd science experiment is this one. Pendulum models of ponytail motion during walking and running by Plo and Virgin. 20 pages of insane detail looking at what happens to your ponytail when you run.
No.
What happens to your ponytail if your head makes a kind of U-shape or a figure of eight as you're jogging along?
Well, I guess pendulums are quite interesting. There's Foucault's pendulum, which shows the rotation of the earth, and that one about...
It's crazy. Just crazy.
Well... Yeah, but a lot of science appears crazy before it's acknowledged as science. If you lived in 16th century London and went around claiming that one day people would walk on the moon, you would have been taken to a hospital in a straitjacket.
You're right.
And what about flying and black holes? I mean, that would have been crazy talk for sure.
Definitely.